Welcome to Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, the AARPG's new actual play series using the Dragonbane RPG by Free League Publishing. I'm Nathan, your host, co-GM, and I'll also be playing Brains, the idiot Wolfkin thief. Let's meet my friends and fellow cast members.
I'm Malcolm, your co-GM, and I'll also be playing Corinne Rinesmith, the judgy halfling bard.
Hi, I'm Tyr, and I'll be playing Dane Ringson, a human scatterbrain scholar.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Sigyn, elfin huntress.
Hey all, this is Anthony, and I play Kurgan, and he wants to remind you,
you should go and get stuffed.
Hello everyone, this is Sean. Now we'll be playing Baylor Banefire, Dwarf Artisan Specialist.
I'm Tim, AARPG's latest temporary double seeker probationary player. I play Quiverwing, the enchanting mallard whose spellbinding plumage shivers like distant lightning on a moonlit night.
Together, we'll explore ancient secrets of a long-forgotten empire, facing challenges and forging our destiny in a world where every castle, cave, and crypt holds the echoes of a bygone era. Get ready for an epic journey filled with laughter, suspense, and unforgettable moments in the Misty Vale.
Hello and welcome to the Advanced Age Roleplay Gamers Podcast, also known as the Friends with Mouth Noises Podcast. That's our subtitle for tonight. We are playing Dragonbane. I've got the whole crew here, at least the whole crew that counts, because Tyr and right. Tony cannot make it tonight because...
It's all the tea people. It's always the tea people.
You got to watch those tea people.
You're a tie.
No, yours starts with P. It's the P is silent though.
Yeah. Tim.
Yeah, I always spit when I say Tim. Anyway, so Tim. We're playing Dragonbane. We are at the Tower of Size.
Is that a Pavlovian reflex or something, or what's that about?
Yeah, it's just thinking about you just makes me want to spit.
Okay.
Probably because you told me to swallow.
All those days in college, yeah.
we're at the Tower of
painfully
size.
Dry openings.
You get that? Tower of Size. It's a red stone tower that is partially collapsed with a giant living inside. The giant's name, Glam Glam. Glam Glam is...
It's pronounced Glam Glam.
No, is Glam Glam, like glam rock. He's a big glam rock.
I like how we're
fan.
Gliding into this intro with Nathan tonight.
He loves it's not poison.
Like he's really ripped to the point. You know?
Bon Jovi.
He's big, big hair metal guy.
Yeah, big hair metal guy. And if you look at it, if you see his picture, let me show you his picture. He really, if you've been to a metal show, you've seen this guy.
Yeah, he's usually the drunken roadie sitting beside the stage or slumping on the stage. Yeah. Everyone knows him. He's been there
That's
for
Charlie.
Years.
That's what Matt aspires to someday is to grow
it's
out his
Matt before coffee. Yeah.
I think Clem Glad's middle name might be E-Raw.
Oh, gosh.
So, Sean, what was Glam Glam doing at this tower?
So, into a brief recap. Last episode, our party tried multiple ways to gain access to the tower by deceiving the giant. Initially, Karen, Sagan, and Quivering snuck up the tower to try to devise a way to perhaps gain entry, find a secret passage.
But an early death from above.
That as well. Unfortunately, somebody was not as stealthy as they should have been. Glam Glam seemed to take notice.
They were all deceived.
Baylor and Brains decided to take the deer down to and try and convince Glam Glam, maybe give Baylor a quicker look closer to the wall. As we recall, Dane had seen something shiny near the wall where the giant was laying. He just wanted to look. That didn't work, though. The giant was very stubborn. Dark suddenly came down, along with Corrigan, and started trying to engage the giant in friendly banter. Wasn't working until, in a stroke of genius, rare genius, Corrigan challenged the giant to a rock throwing competition. They started throwing stones. Dark joined in as well. While this happened, Baylor snuck back a little bit, made comments, encouraged them on. Brain stood off to the side and also watched, made occasional applause, polite claps. And then, they tricked the giant into throwing the boulder, blocking the cave. That happened, and Baylor snuck over to hear what was going on in the cave, hearing sounds that were not pleasant, wailing and moaning, which crept back out, as not been seen by the giant. Unbeknownst to our friends, Dane had crept up the hill in a 6% grade in a small crevasse and fired an arrow at the giant.
Behind a rock like an oar.
From behind a rock, from the area of the other party, to make it appear as if the other party had fired a rock, an arrow. Then he made a comment to that effect. The part of the party members down there, Baylor, Horrigan, and Darg, and Brains, encouraged the giant on and apologized actually to the giant for making him throw his big rock. Angered by being shot at by the arrow by apparently the other party, he pulled a large club, was it?
Or spear.
Spear. Large, crude spear the size of a tree. He began making his way up to the other party. And that's where we left off.
Excellent. Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, it got back to me what Brains did, just as we were talking.
Up in the tower, we've got Quiverwing, Sagan, and...
Karen.
Karan. The Holy Karan. So Glam Glam is angry, and he went and got his spear after nearly being hit by an arrow, and he looks he's looking aggressively down the hill at Ursic One Ear and her party of bandits that are armed and approaching up the hill past where. Dane is sitting.
So is he going to throw his angry tree?
Well, sporting wood.
Those of you that are there, Darg and Baylor next to him, I'm going to go to you first. Before things descend into chaos.
Oh, that too.
That should take all of 30 Baylor. Seconds.
Done.
Baylor, ego-driven Baylor will speak first, of course.
Sure. What's Baylor say?
Oh, those guys are righteous pricks. You should go take care of them.
I think I will.
Oi, why did they shoot that arrow?
And Sigyn from on high shouts down.
Yes.
Why you shoot that arrow? What the hell?
Dark.
Dark sees that things are getting ready to go south, but he does realize that the cave is open. Mm-hmm. So Dark will go, I've got a loincloth to wash, and he will start. He'll start kind of chucking toward the cave entrance. He'll kind of like moving slowly
you're going
toward the cave
into the tower to the stairs, the downstairs that are now
wait,
cleared
Doug,
of the big boulders. There's smaller boulders still there, and you can kind of you'll have to squeeze your way through to it's not completely clear, but okay. You could attempt to squeeze your way down there.
Dark is not the smallest person in this.
No, I figure if he can squeeze through, the rest of you guys can walk in. So, yeah, that's what he's getting. Well, that's basically he doesn't like. Yeah, he's like, oh, I got a loincloth to wash. I'm gonna go wash your loincloth, and he
so
goes
running. You're heading that way. So right, you're not there yet, but you're heading that way. That's your attention.
Well, that's I can't say
in
anything
the tower yet. On the top of the tower. You three, Siggy, you shouted down, Quiverwing, Corinne. What are you doing?
Well, questions I have. One, can we see the bottom floor from the top floor? Or do we need to rappel down to a lower level to get over the hole?
There was only a small spot where we could see down to the first floor.
Yeah.
I would like to remind everybody
"We apologize," literally said at the last. It was, "Oh, sorry, it seems you've thrown your special rock," like Dark said it. And then, if I might recall, Baylor did too. So you might have heard that. So you might know.
Yeah, we did see a big rock get flung from the tower. We thought that would have been it.
Yeah, we
massive rock.
We put the two and two together.
So, Nathan, when there was a small hole, you say that we can see the floor. Is it like, you know, is it like mallard and halfling small, or is it like overly large human? Or
you're on the top of the tower, so you're essentially like on the fourth floor,
the roof.
The roof. You're on the roof, so you'd have to. There's quite a bit of climbing you'd have to do to get all the way down.
Mm-hmm. So we do have a rope and a grappling hook.
Well, you have a rope ladder there, but you probably have your own rope too.
Yeah, we have our own rope and a grappling hook as well.
Yeah, we each have hemp rope.
Yep, I do too, actually.
How yeah,
that's why each.
What length?
Mine says 30 feet, it says.
I believe mine is the same.
Yeah, I think we all just got the same thing.
And a grappling hook.
I do not have a grappling hook.
You know, so that first floor is probably about, the bottom floor is probably about 20 feet tall, and then 10 feet for each additional.
Okay, so down the rope ladder first, I guess, is the best way.
Mm. So I have a couple of questions. I have a rules question, first of all.
Sure.
If Corinne was to start playing a rousing song for the fight about to happen, would the giant benefit from that, since he thinks he's our ally right now?
If I consider him my ally.
Well, he's about to beat up a bunch of bandits that we don't like.
I mean, you could work it that way if you maybe address him in the song.
Oh, my God.
Look, he's got a giant-sized ego to match the rest of him.
It's just a question. I'm not sure how allies work in this game, so it's just a matter of feel. But what you're saying is that if Corinne does something in the song that she sings that would mention the wronged giant getting revenge, something like that.
I would allow.
Interesting. Okay. Just throwing that out there.
You don't have to do that, but if that's something that interests you, then sure.
Well, having him sort of at a boon, on our side at a boon against these bandits, seems decent enough. And it's not really our intent to try and kill a giant. It's kind of difficult.
Yeah, and it would also serve to strengthen the bond between our group and him, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Don't say it like that. You make it sound like, well, he's just going to die anyway.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully he'll take a few out with him. We'll have to kill him.
But yeah, if you suggest a group of ring, then I will dig deep into my creative reservoirs and try and find a song about the giant has been wrong.
Hey, Quiverwing, how do you propose that to Corinne?
Never had a giant as an ally before. That's probably something worthy of song, Corinne.
All right, I think I'll find something. Let me think about it. I can reverse the Melamina. She's 8 foot tall. She can just make her 20 feet tall.
I don't know. I feel like there's a story about beans or something. I don't know.
Oh, no, that does not end well for the giant.
Oh, okay. Well, neither will this.
If fortune favors us, maybe they'll do enough damage to the giant to make our jobs much easier.
I was really just hoping that maybe he would just be grateful and we could just move the rock, which he's already done. But okay, that's what I'm going to do.
Mission accomplished.
Nathan is, when the conflict begins, I plan to sing a song. Make it perfect. Strong. About a giant and revenge and betrayal from wicked, wicked one-eared people. And a wolf named Bryant and a mallard named Adam.
The mallard is Brian. Brian Gosling. Get it?
No. Yeah, we're muting you now.
You can't mute me.
Good damn it.
I'm immutable.
That's it. No, you're definitely muted. Everybody else tell me what he says. All right.
Your initiative is 10, Siggy.
Oh, great.
No.
I see his lips flapping, but I got nothing.
He sounds like lie, 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 lie. Stiggy, you have the best of 10 in your initiative.
I'm using my Morg dice. See, they're blood spattered.
Oh.
Why? You know. Why would you do that? Because. Why would you be so cruel?
I love you guys.
He probably rolled randomly for it.
I want to wear your skin on my birthday.
And how's that different from any other birthday?
Yeah,
All right, we're going to do initiatives now. First up, I am going to pull Darg. Hey, Darg gets a one.
Whoa.
I got a one. And do remember, Darg, you can always trade your card in for someone else's.
Okay. Corinne.
Wow, good shuffle.
Siggy.
Yeah, that's so good.
Quiverwing.
Good,
meh.
Baylor.
I'm more of a cleanup batter. I'll take anyway. That.
What was that for Baylor?
Three. I should be reading those out. So it's,
you should be.
One for Darg. two for Corinne. Nine for Siggy. Six for Quivering. And three for Baylor. For the.
How about Brains?
I'm so glad he finally recognized this as an audio medium.
Brains is going to be doing stuff in the background. I'm going to be out of initiative cards here.
He's chasing the donkey.
So two for Glam Glam. Glam Glam gets 10.
Glam Glam gets a 10 and a 2.
And no. It's two initiatives.
And a 5.
Oh.
And the Bandits gets 7. And Ursic gets 4.
Who's Ursic?
Ursic's the bandit leader.
The bandit leader.
Okay, sorry. How many bandits are there plus the bandit leader?
Six bandits and bandit leader. So the bandits are making their way up the hill, and it is your turn, Darg. You are still moving to the crevice.
Unless, of course, you want to switch your initiative with someone else.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel really bad because I helped get him in trouble.
Yes, but now you're going to run in the tower and steal from his downstairs. So.
Yeah.
Steal from his downstairs.
It's just how it came out.
And title of the episode. Well, see, I don't know what anyone's going to do. So there are two, three, four of you. So I'm going to...
Well, don't do it randomly. Let's just, Darg, you know this. The elf woman shoots arrows. The duck shoots lightning.
Yep.
The halfling does nothing much more but sit there and sing and be snarky and very oddly pale.
However, she does give us bonuses.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Baylor and Corgan are right there with you. But we're not, Corgan is busy picking his nose or something. But.
All right, I'm going to trade my initiative with Malcolm for Corinne. I figure that this is sort of meta. So, Dark's just not paying attention.
You're going to go there on a two.
Oh, does she have a two?
Yeah. I'm two. I mean, go pick someone else. Go with Sig who can shoot first, or maybe Lightning Man. I don't know.
Try again.
All right. Oh, this is so hard.
Or you could just go first if you want to.
I'll give it to the duck.
Oh God, so we're starting with the artillery. Okay.
You could trade with one of the bandits.
No, I was going to trade with the giant. That's what I was going to do.
Wow. You can do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's going to attack the bandits probably, right?
So. No, I think honestly, you should just go, man. Do whatever you're going to do.
Oh. Have the giant do it. Go first, then we can see what his intentions are.
I'm gonna trade the 5 with the giant.
Okay.
You don't want to go on a 10?
No, I kind of want to know what he's going to do, but if he does something bad, I want to go before he goes again.
That's sound reasoning than we'd expect from Darg.
Yeah.
No, this is me, Darg. None of this is really happening in Darg's head. This is all player head, no character. Darg's just realizing that all his possessions are still in camp. I mean, he doesn't have anything. It's just...
All right, Glam Glam... is going to run about halfway to the bandits, pick up a stone off the ground, and lob it at them.
Which would be a boulder for the rest of us.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bowling for bandits.
And one of the bandits is going to dodge.
Is he?
Actually, succeeds.
So, Glamgan just charging down there, holds the spear with one hand, and with his left hand scoops up a rock on the ground and lobs it at them as he yells in righteous fury at the bandits, and the stone sails, and the bandit that was coming towards, his eyes are wide open as it's staring, coming at him, and the last second he snaps out of it and dives out of the way, and it hits the ground and skids and rolls the rest of the way down the hill.
Can I ask you a question, Nathan? Yep. What are the bandits armed with?
Do you want a perception swords, check?
Bows, that kind of, no.
Okay, so they do have bows.
Yeah, yep. That's, yeah.
Okay, I was just wondering, because if they didn't have bows...
Don't tell the giant. Shut up. Yeah.
I'm like, he may be wondering, you know, how that happened.
Fortunately, he did not seem like a bright giant.
Well, yeah.
Twos.
That's Corinne. You, Corinne.
I will sing and play and hopefully change the fortunes of our day.
They might be giants. By Corinne, go.
Aha, done. So I will spend the willpower points to charge up a rousing song of a giant and heroes getting revenge upon those who had betrayed them at a bridge or something. I don't know.
Beautiful.
The Bridge of Gasps.
The Bridge of Gasps. The Bridge of Gasps.
So you start singing the song, and it.
And I do have some, you know, I'm high above.
You're high above.
Angling it down.
It goes out over, down the hill, and through the clearing. Your voice resonates all the way down, and the giant hears it, raises the spear overhead, and bends this tree in his hands, and shakes it in the air, and he feels sufficiently motivated. Thank you.
Excellent. I understand that all allies have a boon on their rolls. Proceed.
Baylor.
I guess him too, yeah.
Oh, decisions. So Baylor's going to make his way back to the cave entrance as well with the dark. He's going to grab Cork and say, let's back up.
So you're retreating back into the tower?
Yeah, back toward the tower.
Okay.
But I have no reason to help these people.
Yeah, so you're in the tower and you hear the wails of the unrestful undead.
I'm worried about
from the stairwell.
I'm going to stop. Dog, you cannot go in here yet. We must go as a team. There's things down there. Stop trying to squeeze through these rocks.
Well, he hasn't done that yet.
Oh, okay, sorry. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to keep Darg from, because we are not, if he goes in there, Baylor doesn't want him to die.
So that's your turn? So you're not going to try and squeeze down there? You're just going to?
I'm going to wait, because we don't, so this is Baylor's idea. If Giant survives and comes back and starts trying to kill other party members, he's going to want to help. Because they're the only two down here.
Okay. So it is now Ursic One Ear's turn, and she levels a crossbow at Glam Glam.
Is that how she lost her ear?
It's going to be how she loses the other one.
Yes, it will be. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you don't know.
No, it's not how she lost her ear, Coach. He's obviously gnawed off by rats the night. At least that's the song that I'm currently writing about.
She actually gets a dragon.
Does she?
Yep. Mm. Yep, that's actually, that would have killed the fuck out of Corinne.
That's literally a rock.
Yeah. So innate?
Yeah, eight. Exactly, like, down. But what does she do to our new ally, Glam Glam?
So you hear the string snap as the crossbow bolt shoots out, and sticks right in to Glam Glam's thigh.
A crossbow, she's fucking rich.
Not to say.
We need to take her. Yep.
Stop. Five, back to you, Darg.
Darg, seeing that this combat is beginning and hoping that he can get the rest of the group's attention to follow him down the hall. So Darg's going to use bushcraft. He's going to try to mimic the sound of the northern hooked bill swallow to try to get everybody's attention. So
enough about my old girlfriend.
He's got a five bushcraft. He rolls an 11, so I'm not sure what it sounds like in actuality, but he begins making weird he makes weird noises, and he's trying to get people's attention, and he looks over at Baylor and says, now's the chance. Let's go get in the hole.
No, my friend. It's just, there's creatures down there. We have to wait till the party's together.
Considering the level of my bushcraft, I don't know what the hell is happening down there. I just think we need to put some ointment on it and take a rest.
I'm technically a bird, and I'm just really, really upset right now.
I thought maybe you would say, I appreciate you trying to understand my culture, but no. Yeah. No.
This is cultural appropriation.
Yeah, it is.
Racist. So the Baylor's going to try and convince us, like, if we go in there, we have no backup. We have nothing. It's just the two of us. And if our friends need us, we're stuck in there.
You and
right,
I.
But if he puts the boulder back, we'll be stuck out here forever.
Or stuck
I don't know
there
which
forever.
Is worse. Washing old giant undergarments or facing creatures of the
Dark,
abyss.
How about this? If they do enough damage to that giant, we can kill it.
I feel kind of bad for the giant. He's kind of a jerk, but...
No.
What are we going to do?
He's an asshole. He needs...
I feel as if my time of soliloquy is ending and I'm going to skip my turn. What do you want me to do, Baylor? Just stand here?
I do not want you to go in there. I want you to wait here with me.
Darg will sit on a rock.
All right. It was a rock. It was a rock.
He's very...
Lobster. Roll initiative.
Nathan had this whole thing. We're going to go down here and get eaten by zombies or something. That just saved us. Jesus.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get through the giant bandit battle without using any willpower.
Ghostly whales.
Then roll high enough.
Rise from the soil.
Roll low enough, and then you will. Otherwise, just burn. This is why you should learn fire.
So it is sixes, and that would be Quirlwing's turn.
Burn. Nobody's injured yet?
They will be if you fire some lightning.
Well, Glam-glam is.
Huh? Just Glam-glam? Is he? Does he look in any way like seriously injured?
No.
New? Not even bloody? No. Can I? I would like to. Well, I'm going to use my full movement to go down the rope from the third floor down to the second floor, down to the. However far you'll let me go on a full movement.
On a full move, I'll let you go all the way down. Actually, if you make an acrobatics check, I'll let you go all the way down.
One floor it is.
Do you have tumbling?
I have acrobatics and a boon, and I'm only going to go one floor. And wings. I actually have wings too. And I'm only going to go one floor.
You're going to be on the second floor. Is that last kind of big gap that you're going down pretty fast, and the rope with ladder was just swinging wildly too much because you're shuffling down.
Okay. I'm going to, if I'm allowed to have another action, I'll hold it till the end just in case somebody gets.
That's it.
Okay.
That's your whole action.
All right.
Seven. That is all of the six bandits. One of them dodged or evaded. So there's only five that can go. Both Adam and Brian. Pull out their bows and take shots at Glam-glam, and the other three are going to run forward and are going to melee.
Have bows, man.
So Adam is going to roll, and Adam will hit. Brian will miss. And the other three will run up with their short swords. two of them will strike through. The other one, his sword is deflected by a wet loincloth that gets tangled up in it.
Oh, hi. That's the one you washed.
Okay. So, yeah, Glam Glam's getting a lot of swipes at him. He's got one more arrow sticking out of it. He's got an arrow sticking from his thigh and from his abdomen now. And the cuts from the short swords, of course, you know,
him. What about the arrow from Dane? Is that still in him, too?
No, that didn't hit him.
That didn't hit him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Missed the broadside of a giant.
So cuts on his legs from the short swords as the bandits try to surround him, and it's kind of like a you've seen people try to take down a very large grizzly bears before, and this is kind of like that on steroids.
Much bigger scale,
much larger scale, much larger bear, a bear that you would not want to see in the woods. You know, 6 months from now, won't make any.
Yeah, 6 months from now, it'll mean something.
And that's it for all the bandits. 8 is nobody, and 9 is
RC. Me. Yeah. I will shoot at what's your name holding the crossbow?
Okay. Right. She has already gone, so she cannot evade.
That's a mean reason why. Everybody's already gone. Yep, I get a boon, so, I mean, both rolls were under it. Okay. So that's a hit.
All right.
So D12 plus D4. 9 points of damage.
Yeah, plus a bandit upcharge.
Bandit upcharge?
Yeah, they get 2 more points of damage just because they're bandits.
Oh, excellent.
Beautiful. You stick an arrow in her shoulder, and she cries out and looks up at the tower at you, and you see a snarl. Even from that far away, you see a snarl go across her face.
Oh, you shot!
Give her the 2 fingers. Suck it, twat!
How gracious of you! Now it is Glam Glam's other turn.
This is unfortunate
for some bandits that are close by. So basically, with the spear, it does a kind of a sweeping blow and hits all three of the bandits that are sitting right there. Basically, all three bandits kind of go flying.
I didn't know they could fly.
They didn't either.
Yeah. I believe I can fly.
All three of them hit the ground, and 2 of them are not moving.
Oh,
are they sinking in the swamp?
I want their stuff.
This is on the hill, so it's above the swamp.
I mean, they were thrown pretty far. They could have been thrown off the island into the swamp.
They're not that far.
And we can maybe just watch them sink like certain horses we used to know in a show.
Oh yeah, bring up that. That's very cheerful.
Oh, what?
Artax.
Oh, Artax. Yes.
Just give the old Artax sink. Like, oh no, so sorry.
Of course, you'd all feel the same way if that happened to Miserable Beast.
No. We just assume he was going home and going to come back later.
Yeah. That was just his frontal attack on the swamp.
Yeah, there we'd fear for the swamp, frankly.
And fear is the swamp is doomed.
So Miserable Beast rides out and decapitates a giant.
So that's the end of the first round.
So 2 of the bandits died?
They're not moving.
They've chosen to remain very still in hopes the giants and the world will think they are dead.
If you got hit by that, you'd be like, fuck this, I'm out of here. I'm just going to lay here.
Ursic, one ear, who I'm calling Dirty Tits in the song, was hit but still alive.
Dirty Tits.
No relation to the villain called Ursula, who only has one eye and dirty tits in the song that I'm singing. It's just a coincidence.
She sounds lovely.
Actually, she will not be missing eye. I think I will go with the other ear, though, not the same ear.
It's less likely to be confused between the two.
Yes, less likely to be confused. It's a completely different ear.
They were conjoined twins, and they were separated at birth. They shared an ear.
My God, they got conjoined asses. What's up?
The surgery to separate was rather easy.
One of them farted really loud and it just popped right off.
It was with the networks. They didn't complain.
All right, since we're going to cut all this. Yeah, conjoined. Sean's like conjoined asses. I don't know why it came to my mind. I was like, what, one poops into the other? Like, what is happening?
No, you've been watching too much Japanese porn, man.
Yeah,
you don't. See, now you made it bad.
They would share one cheek and they'd have their own cheek and it'd just be too. God, can you not? Do you not understand how this works?
I think it's remarkable that you think that Nathan will cut this.
Yes, that's so silly. I'm just like,
I mean,
it's so quaint. Since this will be cut, like where?
Hey Bart,
the only thing that will be cut will be your word saying this will be cut.
She sends me.
We broke so much ground last time, and we're still on the air. We can say whatever we want to now. You know,
say the one-eared Ursula dirty tits. Okay, good.
left eared.
Left eared.
Left eared. And then right eared, her sister.
Right.
No, the right eared, because Ursula's missing her left ear.
Okay, then right eared. It's going to be the right eared Ursula.
Yeah.
Dirty tits. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
That's her last name. That's her that's her surname.
Okay. Oh, the Portsmouth Dirty Tits.
I mean, on the good side, we've clearly learned that there's no, silence is bad, so that we're very capable of filling the silence while Nathan looks up whatever he's looking up.
Nathan, don't take this the wrong way, but I enjoy this story more.
The pooping back and forth forever. All right. Darg, you get a 4 this
4.
Time.
4.
Corinne, you get an 8.
Okay.
Siggy, you get a 6. Quiverwing, you get a 1.
Chain lightning.
You may fire and ready.
Baylor, you get a 3.
I gotta save my willpower for the beasties down in the hole.
Bandits get a 9. Ooh, that's unfortunate for them. Ursic gets a 10. Really unfortunate for her. And Glam Glam gets a 2 and a 5.
Shit.
Does Glam Glam look bloodied at this point?
I mean, there's blood.
All right. So does he look like his injuries are in some way hampering his extended life?
I mean, from where you are, you really can't tell.
I'm not saying assess this like an HMO. I mean, assess this like...
So
Glam Glam seems to be moving with anger and fury and rage. So yeah, you're not really feeling a lot of like, oh, woe is me, I'm on deathbed. No, you're not getting that sense. But without a medicine roll, I'm not going to give you any details.
He looks angry and capable.
Quiverwing, you're up.
Oh shit, that's range touch.
Yeah, you're going to have to touch him to heal him.
Would I be able to get within touch range of him this round?
No.
I will get down to the last level, to the ground level this round.
Okay. And Glam Glam.
Bam, 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 bam.
And I'll yell out, don't you hurt Glam Glam.
So Glam Glam is going to move over to the one bandit that he struck down who's like struggling to get up. And so he's going to raise his giant foot and stamp the bandit into the ground repeatedly. You basically see, all you see is like a divot in the earth and maybe like one arm kind of like sticking up there. But there's really
shaking. Bandit jam.
Yeah. Stompy, stompy, stompy.
Stompy, bandit jam.
Bandit jam. I like that.
I'm not going to roll damage because it doesn't really matter. And 3, which should be Baylor.
So how many bandits are left?
3. Plus Ursic.
Yeah.
But Dark doesn't want to attack the giant. Part of me wants to attack the giant, but he just stepped on that guy. So I'm going to say, oh, look at that's horrible, dog. You want some popcorn?
Are you? Do you want to switch with the bandits?
I will switch with who? Could I switch with what?
You can switch with the bandits or Ursic?
No, no. Why'd you switch?
Actually, yes. I'll switch with Ursic.
Oh, okay. All right. So she has a 10.
Okay.
Well, that's actually pretty good because then she might use up her actions,
and she might also damage the giant more severely,
or she might shoot the person that shot her.
Shut up.
No, she's got a fucking giant attacking her right now. That giant's got a fucking could kill, you know, it's going to come back and go, you guys can't go in there. I'm going to step on you. So no. So I want that giant to get hurt. So when I hit it, it dies.
You have to win him favor and keep him alive. Then yes. You open the door and say, here, my friends and allies, go into the darkness of the wailing voices and hopefully you will not be killed by what lies below.
You give that giant too much eloquence.
Yeah. Go into doom.
What verse death, of Glam Glam?
Death wails from you from the dark.
This is how GMs differ, right? Like, you heard Malcolm's.
No, Glam Glam's got...
Like, Nathan's Glam Glam is going to put the rock back and be like, go get pig.
Glam Glam poop in pot. Go get pig. What the fuck just that? What was
we'll
that?
See. We'll just have to see.
Shit. But yes, so she kind of moves...
Sultry.
Move sultrily to the side.
She fails.
And and as she's doing it, she's reloading her crossbow and making eye contact with you, Sticky.
Oh, shit.
And takes a shot.
Wait, is she reloading the crossbow or is she shooting the crossbow?
She's shooting the crossbow.
Wait, can't she shoot the crossbow in the same run?
As reloading? Because...
I don't see any reloading feature on...
That just seems very bizarre.
That's what I was looking up while you guys were bullshitting.
Where are you? Crossbow, heavy.
No.
Is it a heavy or a light? Light.
Oh, ah. Crossbow, light. Piercing requires quiver, no damage bonus, uncommon. Range weapon attacks.
I mean, I will fast footwork dodge that thing.
Yeah, you better.
It's 2d6, it's not a big deal.
Well, it's not really 2d6.
Because she's got poison on them.
4d6.
Apparently you guys missed the expression on my face when I rolled.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing she got a 1.
She got a 1. She got a dragon.
Things here tend to be wrong for all of us. Roll double the damage or immediately perform a second attack.
Oh, yeah.
Well, armor has no effect.
Yeah, so she's going to make a second attack. So one for Ziggy, one for Glam Glam.
The one that's against Glam Glam. Well, which one's first?
Okay, this die is cursed.
Wait, which one's first?
Should you do another dragon?
Yeah,
because the second attack is always going to be is at a bane.
Oh, okay.
Even if you get an extra attack, it's at a bane.
All right, still hit. All right, so 2d6, 7 points for Ziggy.
So do I get to try my dodge?
Oh, yeah. You can, if you roll dragon, you can dodge it.
So
what? Oh, yes.
Yeah, you get for a dragon, you got to roll a dragon to dodge it.
I did not get a dragon. Okay.
Remember, you're making that roll at a boon.
I did not get...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. She's not going to help you. I was just trying to make it sound like it's going to be...
I was hopeful.
Yeah, no.
What's the damage?
7.
7.
Ow!
Death. It's a Karin death right there.
I thought she shot a Karin.
No, shot a
she did a Karin's worth of damage.
Yes. That's metric, basically.
I thought she did fire one at the giant, so that's good.
Is Siggy also coming down the ropes?
No, Siggy's about to fall.
Siggy's about to fall down the rope. Mm. She's going to go head over head.
She's got the high ground.
Yeah.
Ass over elbows on down that thing.
So, yeah. So, Ursic has fired an arrow at Siggy and at Glam Glam. It's Glam Glam in the side. Siggy, I guess she'll probably have to be hit you in the shoulder because this is all it's visible.
Yep.
From where she is. Or the eye. But no, it's not critical. And 4, that would be dark.
I look at, I see that they just shot. I hear like a, I guess I'm assuming.
Kill that bitch.
Ugh.
You hear, you fucking cut.
You're going to die.
Did you just use the C word?
How far away, like, you know, ranges and stuff, how range works. Is it esoteric? Is there a certain kind of ranges?
No, it's pretty esoteric.
So basically, if then improvised weapons, like there's all these rocks and stuff, right? Dark could just pick a rock and throw it at
Wait, someone. You don't even have a weapon?
It's in the camp.
You don't clean... I don't need a weapon to clean a loincloth.
You might. There might be some scraping necessary.
I have
you don't
no
know.
Armor. No, he's just like...
Scrape it off? I would touch it with my... Okay.
So I don't know how. What,
Dart
what
really
would
likes to get into it with his hands.
If I just want
to
throw,
you'd have to get
rock.
A lot closer.
Okay,
you'd have to run down the hill if to pick up one of these rocks big enough to.
So you'd spend the turn doing a move action or just watching.
You know, I would let you get run down the hill since you're like really at the top of the hill, and run down the hill and grab a large rock.
All right, he'll just look over at, it's going to take like seven times, at Baylor, right?
Yes, yes.
He's going to look over at Baylor and be like, I guess you guard the hole? And
I'm going to go kill that cunt.
So no one's a hole watching?
No, I'm down there now.
All right. Darg will just pick up a rock and start running down the hill going, we can talk this through. We can talk this through.
Oh, jeez.
That's his way of getting closer before he throws a rock at your head. We can talk this through.
Yeah, he literally has it. He's like, running there. We can talk about this. And that's it. I guess it's his turn.
All right, great. Oh, I guess it's Glam again.
Five?
Yep. So Glam is going to grow, run the rest of the way down the hill towards Brian, Adam, and we'll call the last one...
Bartholomew.
Bartholomew, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
And what's Glam going to do? So he yells out,
"Enough is enough!"
And he grabs Brian by the head and stuffs him into a sack he's got at his side.
He was going to stuff him into Adam, and I was like,
"Yeah."
I thought he was going like Hancock. Like, right? He's like, "I'm going to put this guy's head in this guy." Right.
Yeah. So now Brian's like yelling and screaming from inside a sack as he's there's other stuff in there. He might have been.
Other people who were stuffed as axes.
Or rocks or something. Yeah. Stuff. So, but he's getting banged around in this sack right now.
Hey, man. At least you got your health.
Yeah.
For now.
Very true. Very true.
So, sixes. I think that's Siggy.
Yep. Siggy is going to twin shot that bitch.
I was like, return said favor.
Yes. Oh, that's a boon too. So, I get three dice. No, yep. Two dice. So two. It's a two to five. So
yeah,
well, that's a hit.
Yeah, that hits. Does both hit? Yep.
So let's see.
Thunk thunk.
Even my high dice made it. So we're good. Let's see. So that's d4. So hit number one is 10 points.
Ooh, right in the ear. I mean, the absence of ears.
And second shot is, let's say, 4 and 8. So 8, 12. So 10 and 12.
She goes down.
The Dirty Tits Clan is no more.
Yeah, you hit her like twice in the chest, and she goes, and falls back, her crossbow falling to the side.
I blow kisses at her.
Her red hair splayed out. In a mess, but behind her, missing ear just staring into the sunlight.
Her crossbow bolt hits the rock next to her, and the crossbow shatters into pieces.
Doves fly.
Should have wasted your second shot, you twat.
Yeah. Should have done double damage.
Yeah. Double damage, I would have survived still.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Hey, good for you. I was afraid that second shot was going to be to me, and I'm like, I'm dead.
I mean, I would have survived by one, but I would have survived.
All right. Corinne, that is your turn.
Are there any bad guys left?
Yeah, Brian and Bartholomew.
I thought Brian just got stuffed in a sack.
Adam Bartholomew.
I will continue to thing, I guess. Because I don't think my range of 7 will work to get them, so I will continue singing. Do I need to make another performance roll, or just...
Yeah, just make a performance roll, yeah.
Even better than the last.
Because
this part has the refrain where Ursula, Dirty Tits, falls dead.
splayed out.
So at this point, it is Adam and Bartholomew's turn. They turn and run towards the camp.
So they use both their actions, one to move, both to move?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So who's 10? Oh, Baylor. Baylor's
10. Baylor goes, because you switched with the
one of your lady. So I'm not in range of the giant, right?
No. Oh, well, I guess
no, unless you got arrows. No, let's see if the giant keeps running off after the two
yes,
are running
away. Yes, I'm going to run after to stay close to Dark, just in case.
The dog's running down the hill with the rock because he's turning around.
Dog, what are you doing?
Trying to pick.
He's trying to open a parlay with his rock.
Dark is very confused by Baylor.
Like sexually?
No, he's not quite sure. It's like he can't figure out whether Baylor is playing a game with him of Mimic, and he thinks it's an inopportune time to be playing it.
Baylor just sits down and lights a pipe. He's like, well, you know, this is all musing. This is a good show for the evening. I don't want to get myself dirty fighting this thing. It's not proper.
You're literally caked with soot and filth.
I am caked with the essence of the forge. I can hear that from down here. Stop it.
It's just how the song goes.
It's not you. It's a different smelly blacksmith.
You're talking about Corgan the halfling, of course.
Now you're going to get stuffed.
Yeah, I will let my turn pass. I can't change up anybody, so.
I'm going to say that unless you are actively pursuing the giant into the camp, we can kind of wrap up combat there.
Oh, if the giant runs after them, then yeah.
Okay. All right, so let me paint the scene here. So you see the two remaining bandits run past the camp into the trees, and you see the giant going into the trees after the two bandits, and you hear screaming of a wolfkin and a human, and crunching of branches and trees, and the roar of a giant, and then you hear nothing. So do you all gather at the base of the tower?
Oh, yeah.
We do. Darg's going to grab the two. He's either going to just grab a couple, like a weapon or something, or drag one of the guys to loot or something, because he has nothing. He doesn't have his normal stuff. So he's just going to quick grab a weapon, maybe a helmet off a guy's head or something if they've got one, and then go run to the hole, because he thinks the giant's going to come back. We didn't hear like a giant crash or anything, right?
Yeah, no helmets, but Ursic did have a broadsword you could grab.
I'll take a broadsword.
And a crossbow, didn't she?
Yeah. And she's further up the hill and probably the closest to where you are, so it's probably the most obvious. You still hear commotion from the patch of woods.
Perhaps we should see what transpires down the hill and then make our way down the steps.
Well, we could, or we could get inside before the giant comes back.
I don't think the giant's going to be a problem for us. He's going to want to lick his wounds.
Given how far he threw the boulder, I don't think we have to worry about him bringing it back up the hill to put it in the stairwell again.
That's probably true.
Hey, I know he's not here. Tyr's character, if we had a few minutes, I know would go looking for that shiny thing.
Yeah, he would have went searching for that thing in the whatever.
Oh, he's
in the
bed. Probably digging around in the giant's bedding. I he showed a lot of interest in that.
Dane would dig around the bedding.
All right, somebody roll a d6 for me.
I got it. Sure. Who got it?
I got a 2.
A 2. You find a small vial with a silvery liquid inside.
That's what Dane finds. Mm-hmm. Small vial with a silvery liquid. Okay.
Yep.
What's the skill to figure out what that is?
You use whatever your magical skill would be.
Oh. Okay. Then I will do that.
And somebody else, one of you want to make a spot hidden?
I have it at 18, but I rolled a 17.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, I made a spot hidden roll.
Yep.
Exactly.
Exactly. You think it's probably some kind of healing potion there, Quiverwing?
Okay. It's poison.
He says, definitely tucking it under his wing.
So, digging through the belongings, you see something stick out. It looks like a small obsidian statuette of a four-legged creature with horns.
I will take out the crude statuette of the four-legged creature, which I'm going to call now the tri-cow. Tri-cow statue.
Tricerabole.
And it's made of onyx?
Obsidian, oh, you said.
Obsidian, I'm sorry.
Obsidian. I think if you rub it, a fairy comes out of it.
Why do you think that's a good thing?
I mean, don't they, like, grant you wishes?
No, those are genii. Fairy grants you wishes, but then take your souls.
Or your children's souls.
You need to worry about a duck granting you wishes if you rub me the right way.
All right. So, what are you doing?
Going in the hole.
We're going to go in the hole.
Well, there's still a lot of rocks in the way. Do we want to clear out the rest of those rocks?
We can try and clear the
definitely,
rocks out.
Definitely.
Can we do that,
Dark
Nathan?
Says as he's
I
winning
think
the
that
pool.
Would be a great thing for you to do.
That'd be a great thing for him to do. Well, Quiverwing gets his rest and recovers his willpower.
Darg will Winnie the Pooh it.
I will keep watch.
Well, Darg, you have a high strength, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's just going to Winnie the Pooh it. He just goes in the hole and starts wiggling.
Oh, Jesus fucking
and,
Christ.
So that's an acrobatics check to wiggle.
All right, to wiggle
and
just
you get
a little
stuck
bit.
If you fail.
I think he's just trying to go down the hole.
He's trying to go to the hole, figuring that he will dislodge it in his he will dislodge as many stones. It'll be easier for you all to get through after him. It's the same way thing that happens in a brothel, right? You just all right.
What? What?
Do is
the hell do you do in brothels?
So, yes. So all right. I'm rolling under, right?
No, that's yes. Make a
oh boy.
Your acrobatics is like 5, isn't it?
No, it's nice. It's just
you do realize you can't see it.
Make a will roll as you approach this hole. You hear the moans and groans getting louder from the dark.
Now that's like a brothel.
That's what I'm saying, right? All right, Will. So that's the same thing. I'm rolling underneath, right?
Yes.
All right, I rolled a 13. Darg has a will of 14.
Okay.
He's yeah, not you, easily
you
deterred.
You steal yourself and you.
Should I roll my acrobatics?
Yeah, roll your acrobatics.
Oh my God, this is going to be awful. All right, I do have a 12, so it's decent. And I got a 16.
You are stuck.
And Winnie the Pooh.
I knew it.
So are you going head first? Head first or feet first?
Oh.
Darwin, mean, head first. Let's go. Yeah,
why would you go feet first? You can't see with your feet.
I told you get stuck, you idiot.
So from the top, you see Dark kind of go in, and it looks like he's kind of getting in there pretty far, and then his like his legs start kicking, and you see like he's like kicking harder, and then they just kind of slump.
I can't tell if that's normal for him or not.
And Dark, what do you say when you realize you can't move?
Guys, I think I ate too many pies. I'm stuck.
You hear that from in the rubble.
Where did he get pies?
I don't want to know because he was cleaning giant underwear.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus. they're poo pies.
Shall we try and pull him out? I mean...
That seems to be the only way.
Okay, so... who's our next strongest batch of people?
Brains is Baylor. 14. Baylor and Brains.
Yeah, we'll each grab a leg and we'll just pull.
Yes, let's go. I'll make a strength roll.
I'm sorry. I'm still recovering willpower.
I rolled a 7 and my strength 13.
Don't stop pulling until you reach the hole in the tower.
And Dar, you take 1 point of damage from the scrapes from the rock and the uncareful handling of your compatriots.
I will light a lantern.
This hole has defeated me.
Probably not the first.
Let me rest, and I shall battle with it again.
You're wholly defeated.
We could just... I mean, what do you guys want to do?
I will try and dislodge, move some low rocks. Why don't we try and succeed at that before we...
All right, so... Brains will help you move rocks, so you form a little line, and anybody who wants to help out can
do it. Do we need to roll, or you just want to make it happen?
There's no, you're lifting rocks. You don't have to make roll to lift rocks.
I'm checking. I don't know if they're lodged or whatever.
So yeah, I will help by directing.
Okay,
she'll supervise, and I will keep watch.
Is that really the rocks you want to be picking up? I mean, there's a bigger rock right there that can really show who you are.
Will you shut the hell up and help me?
I mean, you know I am helping.
Your commentary is being...
Here, listen to this. Listen to this. Rocks.
What is... Oh, my God.
And then I'll sing a nice, ditty little lifting song.
Play a rock lifting song.
A rock lift song, yeah.
I will help you, Baylor.
As you start clearing the rocks away... the last large rock is dislodged from the stairwell. The moaning, the groaning, and dead wailing stops.
Oh.
Silence. Nothing.
I light a torch. It's the only goddamn thing that works on them.
You light the torch.
Hit lantern.
Or lantern. And you shine it down the spiral staircase. And at the bottom of the stairwell, a translucent figure of an orcish warrior in magnificent robes steps into the light.
That's the interior of the tower.
Yeah, don't show that.
Please ignore the body silhouettes that are in that that you keep zooming in on. What's wrong with you?
Is that working? There! Sorry!
Well, that's convinced me I am not going
in. Oh, God, that was not good. Okay, I'm stop sharing.
Pay no attention to the man behind the...
The body's behind the curtain. All right, Dark, go on down. Here we go.
Do we have time for advancement rolls?
Yeah,
about fucking time. Yes, you do.
Yes, always.
Yes, we do. I think always. I only get like two this time because, again, we didn't even get a chance to sleep. Siggy and I are screwed on our thing because the last couple of times we played, it's been like the same day. It's been like the same hour.
Yeah. Well, it's awesome for
me. But look, until right now, I haven't run into anybody that actually triggers my whole entire prejudice. Okay, I have. That's all of you, but I mean...
Yeah, I was going to say, it's...
Hey, when you got to be haughty and pompous, it's easy. You just got to make some snide comments. It works out.
So, Ursic gets a dragon roll.
Good for her.
No.
Oh, good to her.
Yeah. All right. So, anybody get any dragon or demon rolls?
Somebody did.
Not me. Yeah. None of us got them.
Just you, Nathan.
Yeah,
just you.
Just me. Did anybody participate in the game session?
Yes.
All right. Anybody explore a new location?
I mean, half of me did.
Oh, yes, we did.
But did we do experience last time?
No.
Yeah, we did do experience last time.
Yeah.
So we can include that for last
Double time. Doubled
up. Yeah.
All right.
Defeat one or more dangerous adversaries. You didn't really fight.
Yeah. Wait a second.
The fact that we used a giant to kill them.
I totally murdered that.
She totally murdered.
Yeah.
Sing a good song that helped everyone who wanted to murder better.
Yeah.
Well, so I guess you can either count this as.
I was a murder enhancer.
Or.
And
Dark was trying to.
Dangerous adversaries or obstacle without using force.
Well, Dark was trying to negotiate.
Yeah,
we
did that.
A little of both.
I say both.
No, they did. I only did one.
I only did one.
Yeah. Dark
was carrying a rock and tried to.
I think what you guys did was you absolutely should get an extra roll for that, for at least for Dark and Baylor.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the defeating the giant.
And
it's adding up. Go.
I'm the one that came up with the whole idea Kubo. About reinforcing it by singing, having the song. I mean,
yeah, no, too bad there's no advancement for that.
It doesn't. Yeah, too bad. Yes, I don't see that on the list here.
I thought that was a dangerous adversary. I don't know.
I'm just having some thoughts.
Give it your weakness this time or the time before.
It's been a total like 2 hours game time since.
Unfortunately, now have the Nightkin made an appearance.
I was haughty, but not. I don't feel it was worth it. Okay. Good enough. So
all right.
No.
All right. So who wants to roll first?
So for the last two game sessions, I only have four to roll.
That's fine.
I only have three.
I got five. If we got one this week and one from last week, I have three.
Yes.
Well, wait a minute.
I also have three.
No, you got more. Matt, you got more. Matt, you got more.
No, we did last week. No, we did the last time.
So then we got the attend a session. So I should have attended two sessions.
Okay, add the session too.
Okay, then we have four.
I have four.
We're
doing a little hand waving. Oh.
Hey, Matt, you did sort of explore a new area, so add one another because your ass got stuck doing it.
I'm gonna go first.
Failed.
That's true.
I'm gonna roll for swimming. I have it at 13.
Okay.
I rolled a 3. Oh well. I'm gonna roll for Myths and Legends. I have it at 7, and I rolled an 18, so that one's going up. I'm gonna roll for acrobatics. I have it at 6. I rolled a 15, so that one's going up. And I'm going to roll for staves. Why not? I have it at 15. Come on. I rolled 14. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. So two of them went up. What were they? Myths and Legends and Acrobatics. Is that right?
Yeah. It was your middle two.
All right. I'll roll. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try bartering. I have a 6. I rolled a 10, so it goes up. What do you know? Last two times, I couldn't get it to go up. I'm going to roll bluffing, which I have a 3. Now roll 9. 2. I'm going to roll crafting, which is my primary skill. 14, trying to get it up.
Trying to get it up?
I rolled a dragon. Fuck. 2 more roll. I'm going to roll.
Isn't that good?
No,
it's good during combat. It's bad during.
Roll my evade, which is a 9.
Send us a link.
Failed that,
Nathan. Send us a link.
We'll be spot hidden. 13, and I rolled a 9, so I got 2. Oh, fuck. 3 out of 5. I'm on par. Yay!
I'll go next. I've got awareness at 15. Let's see how that goes. And I got a 20, so that goes up.
Yay!
Nice.
Yay.
Bushcraft at 13. I got a 5. That's no good. Missing Legends at 14. I got a 2.
Ouch.
And spot hidden at 12. And I got a 6.
Oh, you got a good one, though.
I got a good one, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I guess it's me. I'll go. So I have 4. So first one I'm going to do is Butchcraft, because you tried that. I have a 5, and I rolled a 1. I'm going to try to do athletics. I have a 12 in that. I'm going to try to get that better. And if I get it, I have to beat it, don't I?
You'd have to beat it, yeah.
Oh, I got a 12. All right, so no. I'm going to then just try... sneaking, which I have a 7 in, and I got a 20, so I guess that's an 8. And then the last, I'm going to try to do, I'm going to go for the gold and go for, hammers, which I have at a 15. And I got an 8. No. So my sneaking goes up to 8. That's it.
Okay, I'll go next, I guess.
Sneaking goes up to what?
8.
8, okay.
And I have disadvantage of it when I'm wearing armor. So.
Okay, I will go to try a bushcraft, which I have it at 6. I'll roll a 3, so that's not going anywhere.
Well, true to form. Your character's not a bushcrafty sort.
I will go for swimming, which I have an 8. That will go up, but thank God. All right. I have a 12. I'll go for a spot hidden. I have a 12 in. And that will go nowhere. And last but not least, Myths and Legends, an 11.
where it will stay. Okay. Well, at least somehow my swimming improved after being sucked in the swamp last week.
All right. Okay. So
better than Baylor.
Thanks for joining tonight.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, and good night.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Night, everybody.
Hi, this is Matt, the co-host of the Advanced Age Role-Playing Gamers podcast, and you've been listening to our latest actual play, Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, using the Dragonbane TTRPG from Free League Publishing, based on the classic Swedish role-playing game, Drakkar Demoner. If you like what you hear, please follow, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and anywhere else you find podcasts. We also really appreciate feedback and chatting with folks, so feel free to tweet us, comment on our YouTube, or leave us a review so we can reach even more people. You can also visit our website at www.theaarpgs.com, where you can read more about the cast, listen to old episodes, and even shop our store for cool geek chic merchandise. This story features Malcolm and Nathan as co-GMs. Malcolm will also be playing the role of Karin, a halfling bard. Nathan will be playing the role of Brains, a wolfkin thief. Our players for this story are Tyr as Dane Ringson, a human scholar. Sean as Baylor Banefire, a dwarven smith. Chris as Sigyn, an elven huntress. Anthony as Corgan Stonehammer, a halfling fighter. And Tim as Quiverring, the Mallard Mage. Character artwork created by Nemesis to Anthony Cupo and friend of the show, Jody P. Schaefer, whose work you may recognize from Metacopolix, Marikari, Megas XLR, and MTV's Downtown. Contact him when the time is right. You'll know how and when. Music licensed through Dark Fantasy Studios and SoundCue. Sound effects by Nathan, using Krotos Weaponizer, Studio, and Dehumanizer, using libraries from Boom Library, SoundCue, Krotos, and his own recordings. So thank you again for taking time to sit down with us at our gaming table. And until next time, remember, you're never too old to roll.